6% of students unexpectedly leave district at break, and Assembly delays decision on Chilkat River guiding expansion. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. Teachers at the Haines School got a surprise when taking attendance for the first time after the holidays. An unexpected number of their students were missing. 17 students didn't return to the Haines School District after winter break. In total, that's a little more than 6% of the student body.
Families having to leave our town because they can't support their family is super concerning.
That's Principal Renee Martin. She says up to 5 of the students were seniors graduating early. Martin couldn't confirm an exact number since demographic groups of kids that small are kept confidential for privacy. But the other 12 are students whose families pulled them out of school because they couldn't afford to stay in Haines, Martin said.
I think for the kids, it's sad to see their friends go. I think the demoralizing part is really more for us and the board and the borough assembly because, you know, we're struggling to try to find jobs and figure out how can we help families so that this doesn't happen. And it's just a struggle.
Haines' school population is at a historic low and has been declining steadily for years, Martin says. 256 students are currently enrolled, not including the 17 who left. The school peaked at 596 students in the early 70s. That can be linked to the economy, Martin says.
Boon of logging, boon of the mill, fishing, everything.
But now, student data shows Haines has changed.
Almost half of our student population qualify for free or reduced lunch. That means that about half of our families are not living at what we would think the full quality of life kind of amount of money that the government anticipates that you need to live. And so that's a significant portion of our town that are struggling.
She doesn't think the trend will change unless Haines' economy does. Neither does Darcy Colbeck, who spoke to the borough assembly about the departures. He has 2 kids in the school district.
As one indicator of the health of our community, it's a strong one. You may not know it, but it's desperate in Haines. And it may not be for me, but there are a lot of people in this town are barely making it.
Though the school is funded based on enrollment numbers, departures won't affect the budget this year. The student count was finalized in October. But fewer students will mean less money for the school next year, unless new families move to town. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur. At Haines' first assembly meeting this year, disagreement and uncertainty about launch sites for guided tours on the Chilkat River delayed one business owner's attempts to expand. Joe Ordonez runs Rainbow Glacier Adventures. Among other tours, his company offers guided rafting on the Chilkat River. He's asking assembly permission to expand his permit to contract with UnCruise, a cruise company planning to visit Haines for the first time this summer.
I want the business. I want to work with the community. I want to educate people when they go down the river. I want to do something positive for tourism in Haines.
But public comments and assembly members got snagged on the commercial and environmental impacts of expanding guiding on the Chilkat, especially at the river's launch sites. According to the Haines Borough, 4 companies have permits to raft the Chilkat. The largest, Chilkat River Guides, can float up to 500 people a day. Alaska Mountain Guides can take 40 per trip, and the Haines Rafting Company can take 19 per trip. Ordonez's company is currently allowed the smallest number, at 14 people per trip. He needs to increase that to 44 to fulfill his new contract. Jake Eckhart, the manager for Chilkat River Guides, asked the assembly to deny Ordonez's request. He says his company has been guiding on the Chilkat the longest before permitting began.
In 2014, the assembly approved 2 additional operators. That has caused crowding at the viable put-ins and takeouts. I would urge you to vote no, or at least delay making a decision until a determination can be made about an appropriate level of carrying capacity at these locations.
Most of the companies, including Rainbow Glacier, use the popular upper launch at 14 Mile. Tuck Chinook Watershed Council sent a letter saying existing use has already damaged the site. And guiding companies aren't the only ones that rely on that part of the river. Gabe Thomas summed up environmental and local use concerns in a public comment.
The landing area at 14 miles, most of you know, is a spawning, subsistence, and sport fishing recreation area. Adding more traffic and congestion on the riverbank in this area can deeply impact spawning grounds. Bank degradation and increased disturbances in this sensitive area will not help salmon.
The Assembly considered amending Ordonez's proposal. Members floated requiring him to use another launch site or just asking him to use the 14-mile pullout as, quote, sparingly as possible. Heather Lundy asked about the wisdom of adding more people, no matter where they put in.
Right now, we only have 1,000 king salmon. There's not much sockeye action on that river. It's stressed. I'm just kind of wondering at the wisdom of adding more capacity to the river right now. Even inadvertently, even well-meaning people might end up messing some things up.
The Chilcats Chinook salmon are seeing record low returns and are in the process of being declared a stock of concern by the state. Other Assembly members, including Stephanie Scott, pushed back, saying Ordonez's business is exactly the kind of new economic opportunity Haines should be supporting.
I asked why there weren't more ships docking here, and they said it's because you don't have enough activities for our guests. I think that your proposal, especially if you will prevent erosion to the bank, is absolutely necessary.
After almost an hour of discussion, the Assembly didn't resolve the issue. The mayor referred Ordonez's proposal to a committee of the whole.
Any other discussion on the motion to have a cow?
Ordonez is disappointed but optimistic. He plans to amend his request to use a less problematic launch site and maybe partner with other users to build a new one.
I want to work on the 14.5-mile site. There was some work being done on creating a metal series of steps that could go along the river to prevent bank erosion.
In the meantime, Ordonez hopes his proposal will be approved in time to finish contract negotiations with the cruise company. For the Assembly, protecting fish, decongesting river access, and defining the Chilcats' raft-carrying capacity are still questions on the table. For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for joining us this evening.